Blog Talk Radio.
My God, O King, and I will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day I will bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise the works to another, and shall declare thy mighty acts. I will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty, and of thy wondrous works. And men shall speak of the might of thy terrible acts, and I will declare thy greatness. They shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness and shall sing of thy righteousness. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. All thy works shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy saints shall bless thee. They shall speak of the glory of thy kingdom and talk of thy power, to make known to the sons of men his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endureth throughout all generations. The Lord upholdeth all that fall and raises up all those that be bowed down. The eyes of all wait upon thee, and thou givest them their meat in due season. Thy openest thy hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways, and holy is all his works. The Lord is nigh unto all of them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. He will fulfill desire of them that fear him. He also will hear their cry and will save them. The Lord preserveth all them that love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and all that flesh bless his holy name forever and ever. Amen. Good morning, everyone. Happy Sunday, and welcome to Reaching Out Radio, where we are reaching out to be the hands and feet of Jesus Christ, sharing forth the gospel into the world, wanting to share the true message of the cross. This morning, we just want to take time to exalt God, to honor him, to lift him up, to raise and praise his name, Jesus, thanking him for his sacrifice. We're just going to press into his presence, and we're going to share some worship music, some prayer, and some scripture reading this morning. And right now, I just want to lift this broadcast up to him. I want him to be glorified in this. I want to reach people from every corner of every nation. I want everyone to know of the good, good Father we have. Gracious and Heavenly Father, thank you so much, Father God, for this day, Father, for each is a gift from you, Father God. Father, I just exalt you this morning, Father. I thank you for life of another day, Father. I thank you for all that you've done in this week and all you've brought us through, Father God. Father, I thank you for all the blessings in our life, Father. I thank you for your beautiful creation, Father. I thank you, dear God, that I was fearfully and wonderfully made, Father God. Father, I thank you that you love us so much, Father, that you sent your son Jesus to die for us. May our minds be on that today, Father. May we just take time to rest today and press into your presence, Father. Father, I ask that your anointing power fall down upon me, Father God. Lord, lead me in this broadcast, Father, and I pray that you take these broadcasts forward to every corner of every nation, God, and that the word will fall upon people's ears and they will receive it, dear God, and that they will be saved and inherit the eternal salvation that we have, dear God, through your son's sacrifice on the cross, Father. Let people know it's all about the blood and the gift that we have, dear God, through his death, Father. Father God, I just pray that you take this broadcast forth, Father God, and Lord, that you just bless the listeners, Father God. I pray, dear God, that you touch those that are sick and bring healing into their body, Father. I claim the stripes that Jesus bore upon his back for our healing, Father God. And Lord, dear God, we bring people to a place of repentance, dear God, where they can be saved and set free, Father God. Just use me for your glory, Father God. Help me to let go of self, dear God. Father, I pray against the airwaves that all things, dear God, that try to come against it will be stopped in the name of Jesus. Just take this broadcast forth. Let your anointing flow in the mighty, matchless name of Jesus, I pray. Praise God. Amen. Psalm 8, Praise of Magnificence. Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory in the heavens through the praise of children and infants. You have established a stronghold against your enemies to silence the foe and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what is mankind that you are mindful of them? Human beings that you care for them. You have made them a little lower than the angels and crowded them with glory and honor. You made the rulers over the works of your hands. You put everything under their feet, all flocks and herds and the animals of the wild, the birds in the sky and fish in the sea, all that swim the paths of the seas. Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Hallelujah, hallelujah. His name is majestic. And I want to get ready to go back into some worship music, and we're just going to exalt his name this morning. We're just going to praise him this morning, for he is worthy of praise. Hallelujah. And I'm going to get ready to share one of my worship songs, and I love to praise him. And one of my favorite songs is Revelation Song, and I'm going to share my cover of Revelation Song.
Sing a new song to him who sits
praise God. Isaiah 6:3. And they were calling to one another, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of his glory." And in the study Bible, Isaiah's vision of the Lord in his glory. Seraphim stood above him, each having six wings. With two he covered his face, and with two he covered his feet, and with two he flew. And one called out to the another and said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." And the foundations of the thresholds tremble at the voice of him who called out while the temple was filling with smoke. That gets exciting to me. Revelation 4:8. And each of the four living creatures had six wings and was covered with eyes all around and within. Day and night they would never stop saying, "Holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come." Hallelujah. We need to be into that place of worship where we're exalting him and declaring his greatness and his power and just going into his word and exalting his name. Hallelujah. There's power in his name. Praise be to God. Let's go into some more scripture reading. Psalms 150. Praise him with music. Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty heavens. Praise him for his acts of power. Praise him for his surpassing greatness. Praise him with the sounding of the trumpet. Praise him with the harp and the lyre. Praise him with the timbrel and dancing. Praise him with the strings and pipes. Praise him with the clash of cymbals. Praise him with resounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Father, I just pray right now that people come into a place of worship this morning, Father, where they can, Father God, press into your presence, dear God, and fill you, dear God. And I just pray, dear God, that people seek you this morning, Lord. Father, we just want to exalt you, Lord. And I pray, dear God, as people reach out to you, Lord, that you meet them there, Father. And, Lord, dear God, that their burdens can be just taken off, dear God. They can be set free as we press into your presence, Father. We exalt your name and we thank you, Father. And we just declare that you are beautiful. Amen.
Your grace abounds. You have poured out your favor. You have poured out your grace. You've changed me by your unrelenting, passionate gaze. You have called me beloved. You have called me your bride. And you've shown me I have absolutely nothing to hide from you.
Oh, hallelujah, Father. You have drawn us into your chamber, and we bring everything. Father, I just feel your presence right now, Father. I invite you into our midst, Father. God, have your way, Father. Father, I just pray that you pour your anointing power out upon the people, Lord. Father God, because there are so many bound right now in pain and oppression and depression and sickness, dear God, and the loss of loved ones, dear God. I know that pain, dear God, all too well, and Lord, I thank you that you've been giving me strength as I put my mind on seeing my mom in the future and not on her being gone, God. And Father, I just ask, dear God, that you use me for your glory, Father. Father, I have a hunger to serve you, to be used for you, to reach your people, Father God. Lord, I pray that you help me to apply John 3:30 to my life. Help me to decrease, dear God, that you will increase, Father. Father God, just come into my life and use me. Help me to bring my gifts to life that you've installed in me, Lord. Use me for your glory. Use me to be the hands and feet of Jesus, Father. Lord, bless me that I can be a blessing unto others. And Father, I pray, dear God, that you just break out hate in people's hearts, dear God, and pride and prejudice, dear God. Fill us with the love of Jesus, Father God. Search our hearts, O Lord, and reveal to us things that are unpleasing to you, Father God. Have your way in all of our lives. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Let's go back now to some more scripture reading. I love reading out of the book of Psalms. Psalm 111, praise of works and deeds. Praise the Lord. I will exalt thee, Lord, with all my heart in the council of the upright in the assembly. Great are the works of the Lord. They are pondered by all who delight in them. Glorious and majestic are his deeds, and his righteousness endures forever. He has caused his wonders to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and compassionate. He provides food for those who fear him. He remembers his covenant forever. You know, no matter what we're going through, God is a good, good God. He is faithful. He's our provider, our healer, our source, and our power. He made a way for us when he sent his son Jesus to the cross. And his blood covers our sin. And the life that he gave and the resurrection power, we have victory through that. And one day, praise be to God, we're going to see him face to face. And he is going to come back and take his children home. Hallelujah. The dead in Christ shall rise first. Praise be to God. And we will be called up to be with him. I just look forward to that day. Oh, this to think about how we can look upon the face of the one who saved us, the one that took his crown of thorns upon his head for our sin, the one that had spikes driven into his wrist, into his feet, that bled for us, that took upon his back the stripes for our healing. We need to come into a place and remember that he loved us so much that he gave his son for us. Have you ever really thought about that? How could that be? You know, sometimes it's really hard for me to even comprehend and understand that. And when you look around at this world that's gotten so busy and full of self and their minds aren't upon him, wow, what God our Father must think when he sits up there on the throne every day, seeing the people that he created, not acknowledging him, not acknowledging the gift that his son Jesus gave on the cross. Wow, just press into his presence and really think about what Jesus did. You know, not only did he go and take the cross upon himself for our sin, but before he got there, he was mocked. He was beaten. They pulled the hairs out of his face from his beard. They struck him in the face. They spit upon him. His flesh was torn open. He did that because he loved us. And he said to his Father, not thy will be done, Father, but your will. Are you seeking his will in your life? Are you understanding that we was all created for a purpose and a plan? And only when you press into God and you surrender your life to him can his plan unfold in your life. And you need to understand that your plan involves someone else. God has called us all to reach people, to be used, to reach one another, to reach the broken, to reach the lost. We all have gifts to be used to glorify him. I just pray this morning that you can press into his presence. Ask God to reveal your talents. Ask God what his will is in your life and really think about what he did on the cross. And this is one of my favorite cover songs. I just get so moved in my spirit when I think about what Jesus did on the cross. And just really listen to the words of the song. This is my cover song, For the Life of Me.
For the life of me, I cannot find a reason how one like him could care for me so much. He looks down on humanity and loved us enough to don a robe of flesh and bone. He knew that they would mock him and they'd beat him. Still he chose to be our sacrifice. He knew the pain that waited on a rugged cross. Still he came and paid the highest price. For the life of me, I do not look me. heaven had compassion. He said, Father,
God, I love that song by the Victorious Valley Girls. Really think about that. The last blood he will need. He's a sacrifice that made a way for us. Right. Hallelujah. Praise be to the Lord Almighty. And I want to share some scripture reading about the name of Jesus. Wherefore, God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. That the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Philippians 2:9-11. Praise be to God. There's power in their name. Oh, hallelujah. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Hallelujah. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. John 14:13. Luke 10:17. And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. Hallelujah. There's power in the name of Jesus. Get a hold of that. Glory to God. Acts 40:30. By stretching forth thy hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of the Holy Child, Jesus. Just say his name this morning, Jesus. There's power when we speak his name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, we just speak your name, Savior, Jesus. Yes, we exalt you this morning. Matthew 1:21. She shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Hallelujah. Romans 10:13. For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. Call upon his name, and he will save you. 1 Corinthians 6:11. And such were some of you, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Hallelujah. Acts 2:38. Then Peter said unto them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Mark 16 and 17, and these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils, and they shall speak with new tongues. Hallelujah. Praise be to you, God. Jeremiah 10 and 6, for as much as there is none like unto thee, O Lord, thou art great, and thy name is great and might. And I speak his name out again, Jesus. Oh, there's power in your name, Jesus. John 16 and 26, at that day you shall ask in my name, and I say not unto you that I will pray the Father for you. Acts 8 and 12, but when they believed Philip preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God in the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. Hallelujah. Isaiah 9 and 6, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. Praise be to you, Father God. Yes, Lord, we just exalt your name this morning. Psalm 100, let's lift up a psalm of gratitude to him this morning. Shout for the joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name, for the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Hallelujah. Praise be to you, God. Psalm 76, praise of his power. Oh, hallelujah, I just feel a move of the Spirit this morning. Praise be to you, God. I just love to be in his word and to read the word. There is power in the word. Hallelujah. Go back. Psalm 76, praise of his power. God is renowned in Judah. In Israel, his name is great. His tent is in Salem, his dwelling place in Zion. There he broke the flashing arrows, the shields and the swords, the weapons of war. You are radiant with light, more majestic than mountains rich with game. The valiant lie plundered. Thy sleep, their last sleep. Not one of the warriors can lift his hand. At your rebuke, God of Jacob, both horse and chariot lie still. Oh, powerful God. It is you alone who are to be feared, who can stand before you when you are angry. From heaven you were pronounced judgment, and the land feared and was quiet. When you, God, rose up to judge, to save all the afflicted of the land, surely your wrath against mankind brings your praise. And the survivors of your wrath are restrained. Make vows to the Lord your God and fulfill them. Let all the neighboring lands bring forth gifts to the one to be feared. He breaks the spirit of rulers. He is feared by the kings of the earth. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. And I want to get ready to share one more song, and we're going to end with a prayer for the week. But I love this song. Really listen to the words of these beautiful anointed girls sing this song. It talks about the day when we stand before God, before the judgment throne. Oh, hallelujah, I feel power in his presence. Oh, Lord, I can just think to that day. And he tells his Father, because we accepted him, and through his blood, ooh, hallelujah, we have eternal salvation. He stands before his Father and says, that's my child. This song, I just pray it moves in your spirit and it blesses you. And this song just blesses me every time I listen to this song. It is such a beautiful song. And really think about it. He's going to stand for you when you choose for him to be your Savior. If you deny him on earth, he will deny you in heaven. But if you accept him and receive you, he will stand for you in heaven and say, that's my child. Hallelujah.
God Almighty, as a judge upon his
praise God, through the blood of Jesus, we are cleansed whiter than snow, and we are set free. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, my soul. I will praise the Lord all my life. I will sing praise to my God as long as I live. Do not put your trust in princes, in human beings who cannot save. When their spirits depart, they return to the ground. On that very day, their plan comes to nothing. Blessed are those whose hope is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord their God. He is the maker of heaven and earth. The sea and everything in them, he remains faithful forever. He upholds the cause of the oppressed and gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets prisoners free. The Lord gives sight to the blind. The Lord lifts up those that are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the foreigner and sustains the fatherless and the widow. But he frustrates the way of the wicked. The Lord reigns forever. You, God, O Zion, for all generations. Praise the Lord. Psalm 146. Praise be to God. Thank you so much for joining me this morning on Reaching Out Radio, where we're reaching out to be the hands and feet of Jesus Christ. I'm your host, Evangelist Montel Fields. And join us tomorrow night for Prophetic Sisters in Christ. And I'm going to close out tonight with one of my prayers, a prayer for a new week. God bless you all.
Father, thank you so much for life of another day, for each is a gift from you, Father God. May we never take one day for granted. And as we get ready to start a journey on a new week, Father, we ask, Father, that you guide our steps, for your word teaches that you guide the steps of the righteous. You've already walked before us, Father, and you know what lies ahead. Father, we ask that you guard our hearts and our minds, dear God. May the words that we speak this week be words that bring life and that are lifting, dear God. May we be an example of Christ to everyone we meet. May we share the gift of the cross, dear God, for so many are lost in the darkness and need to be brought into the light that they can receive salvation, Father. Father God, empty us out of things that are not pleasing unto you, Father. Mold us daily into what you'd have us to be. Help us to let go of self, dear God, and to focus on you, Father, for it's all about your glory, not ours, Father. Help us, dear God, to be perfect examples of what you'd have us to be, Father. Use us in a mighty way, dear God. Let there be a revival spirit that's brought forth from every corner of every nation, Father. May we look past, dear God, the color of skin, dear God. May we love people with Christ-like love, looking upon their heart like you do, Father. Father God, fill our heart with love and compassion for our fellow man. If we see one in need, dear God, may we be cheerful givers, dear God. May we just walk daily in your perfect way and your will. May our life testify to you, dear God, for we were created in your image, and when people look upon us, they should see you, Father. Father God, we pray, dear God, for addictions, dear God, that people be set free, dear God, for you're the power and the source for this, dear God. Father, we pray, dear God, for broken homes, dear God, for you are the restorer, dear God. Father God, we pray for healing, for we know that you're the great physician, dear God. And there's none greater than you, and that nothing is impossible with you. Your word tells us with just the faith of a mustard seed, dear God, you can move mountains. We look around, dear God, at your creation, and it testifies to your greatness and your power. Help us to learn to tap into that power, Father God. For we have a Father that is a king, a ruler. We are, oh, Father, we are just so blessed to have you as our Father. May we never cease to exalt you. May we never cease to honor you daily. May there be a song of praise upon our lips, Father. Just use us, dear God. We surrender our lives unto you, dear God. We want you to take us forth that we can share the gospel. We know you equip us with all that we need, Father. We just give our lives unto you, dear God, and ask, dear God, that you protect us in this week, dear God, and that you just be with us and encourage us. And we know in our weakness, your strength will make us perfect, God. We exalt you, we honor you, and we ask these things in your Son's name and in your perfect will. Amen. Hallelujah, Father. We exalt you. You are so worthy of praise. We thank you for every blessing in our life, for all you've done, you're doing, and you will do. Hallelujah.